Tom Homan, Trump brought illegal immigration down 96%. By Sean Moran on September 4, 2025. Trump border czar Tom Homan during a speech on Wednesday outlined President Donald Trump's victories in curbing illegal immigration. Homan spoke about the 47th president's efforts to curb immigration during a speech at the National Conservatism Conference. He said that Trump ordered him to focus on securing the border, deporting illegal aliens en masse, and finding missing unaccompanied migrant minors. "We have the most secure border in the history of the nation. Illegal immigration is down 96%, Homan said. "Watch, why is this Biden judge keeping kids from families? It wasn't mismanagement. It wasn't incompetence. It was by design," he continued, arguing that the Biden administration failed to secure the border on purpose. "Whatever you want to call me. I don't give a st what people think about me, never have," Homan said. "They always say the Trump administration is inhumane," he continued. "I'm a racist, supposedly. I'm a white nationalist. I read it all. I'm a terrorist," he continued. "Watch, illegal immigration is not a victimless crime." Homan details the horrors he's seen of open borders. The Blaze wrote. He explained that under Biden's open border policies, a historic number of immigrants died making the journey to the U.S. Hundreds of thousands of Americans died from fentanyl. Sex trafficking was at an all-time high, and cartels prospered. Homan also addressed sanctuary cities that are attempting to shield illegal aliens from federal immigration officials. "I said 2 months ago, we are going to flood the zone. And that's exactly what we are doing," he added. "In Chicago, it's coming. Across the country, DHS law enforcement are arresting and removing the worst of worst, including gang members, murderers, pedophiles, and rapists that have terrorized American communities." Under Secretary Noem, ICE and CBP are working overtime to deliver on the American people's mandate to arrest and deport criminal illegal aliens and make America safe again, a senior Department of Homeland Security, DHS, official said.